next up on the agenda is the Rapid City shooting range update. John, are you there?
All right, Tom's out of the room. Mr. Chairman, I'll take that one.
Okay, Mr. Secretary.
All right, we can quickly give an update on the Western South Dakota shooting range project that we are currently working on. We talked about it already a little bit in the budget discussion. We have a $2.5 million appropriation bill that we already discussed. We are in communications with our engineering firm, our designing firm, consultants, I should call them, JLG. They are working on the design of the shooting range. I know we'll have draft plans of that here very soon. I believe these draft plans should be in front of us within the next week or so. And from there then, again, we'll be bringing an action item to the commission in March to purchase that property from the Parks and Wildlife Foundation. We did have a public meeting yesterday at the near the shooting range site in Meade County there. With a few concerned landowners showing up to that meeting. We obviously will be working through those concerns, concerns about fire mitigation, concerns about safety, concerns about potentially increased crime that that shooting range could potentially bring just more people, more traffic, road maintenance and road issues. So there's a list of things we're working through with the county commission, with surrounding landowners. We will address those things and get back to the commission on those things. But yes, the conversations are ongoing. Lead mitigation, as Nancy Hilding talked about. One thing I will say is that the topography of that range will be changed pretty significantly once we start moving dirt. There will be a lot of flat areas that aren't flat today. Lots of dirt work will have to be conducted there at that shooting range to make it a functioning shooting range that we'd like it to be. So lots of moving parts there and lots of excitement in the fundraising world as well. Again, we have $2.5 million of pledges so far, and we are busy collecting donations from constituents and interested parties that want to see that range get built. So, again, we're hoping to fundraise about $5 to $7 million when all said and done.
Yeah, I may have missed the first part of it, Kevin. Maybe you addressed it. I had to step out for a second. Maybe remind the commission when we actually take final action on authorizing the purchase of that from the Parks and Wildlife Foundation.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we will bring an action item to the commission body here in March. And we'll have a final vote on that, deeding that property then to the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. Again, that property is currently deeded to the Parks and Wildlife Foundation today, and we'll have to have some formal action to actually buy that property from the Parks and Wildlife Foundation and put it in Game, Fish, and Parks fee title.
Anybody have any questions for Kevin on the shooting range update? Now we'll go ahead and move on to, I don't know if he's available yet. For number eight, number nine, are you ready for that one, Tom? We do the petition?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, go on to the petition. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, you have three petitions in front of you today. And again, I'll quickly run down before we get into each of these three. As these petitions come in by state statute, it requires the commission to take some type of formal action on these petitions within 30 days that they are received. And based on the timing of when these petitions were submitted to you and to the department, and also the fact that we do not have a February commission meeting, that's why the three of them are on your agenda today. That formal action would be either accepting the petition as submitted and begin the rule promulgation process, which technically would be putting it out there for a public hearing or public comment, and then the opportunity for people to speak to you at your next scheduled meeting, providing their comments, whether in support or opposition, and then you go through the final rule promulgation process steps, whether you would accept it or deny it at that time. The other possibility or other step you could take would be denial of a petition. And if you do not believe it's valid or holds merit to move forward as a petition, you would deny it. And then based on your conversations and your reasons and justification, we would help you develop a resolution that you would then pass with your reasons of denial. So